And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you once again, Rod Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. And now, let's meet the three competitors who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Peter. How are you, Peter? You've got, what, $9,329? A nice amount of money.
That's terrific.
Congratulations. Peter, I understand that you are what you call a Grease freak?
That's right.
What is that? Explain that.
Well, I come from the movie Grease. I'm in love with 1950s music, and I have hundreds of old records, and I like to give parties with those.
So you act kind of like a DJ?
Yes.
So you have a DJ voice? You've lost it momentarily?
I'm using my pressure luck voice today.
All right, we're going to save it then. All right, Peter, good luck. And let's meet our second player, Lillian. How
Hi.
Are you, Lillian?
Hello.
Lillian, they tell me that you have been married for a long time. How long?
I've been married to the same man, absolutely gorgeous Herman, for 50 years. Well, it's going to be 50 years.
50 years. All right, congratulations. And congratulations to Herman as well. Let's see if we can take him home a nice 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Some money, okay?
Thank you.
And let's meet our third player, Jack. How are you, Jack?
Fine, Peter, fine.
Now, Jack, with that voice, you have to be an announcer of some sort.
Yes, that's very true. I was the former ring announcer for boxing at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Well, give us a little taste.
In this corner, weighing 175 pounds, wearing the red trunks trimmed in white, Bob Foster.
Hey, what a guy. Hey. All right, Jack, well done. You ready to play Press Your Luck?
Ready.
Okay. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at our big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, obviously the more money you can win. As you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop, you're going to win money, like I did, $2,500. However, there's another thing that can happen, and that's called a whammy. You want to avoid that at all costs because he will jump out and reduce your total to zero, and that will make you very sad. So you want to avoid that. With that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Remember, you can't buzz in until I complete the question. Here's the first one. Here's one for all you press your luck gourmets. If a dish is served Florentine, what kind of leaves is the food placed on? Peter.
I believe it's spinach.
Peter says spinach. If he's right, he's going to pick up three spins. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll take Peter's answer and two others, give it to Lillian and Jack. If they're right, I'll give them a spin apiece. Pretty good deal. Is the correct answer spinach, cabbage, or grape leaves? Lillian?
I think it would be grape leaves.
Lillian goes with grape leaves. Let's see what Jack goes with.
I'm going to go with grape also.
You are going to go with grape. Well, Florentine means the food is served with spinach leaves. Peter is the gourmet amongst us. That's three big spins for Peter. Lillian and Jack have yet to be heard from. Here's the second question. Baby boys in the U.S. are most likely to be christened with what first name? Lillian?
John.
John, says Lillian. Is the correct answer John, Michael, or William? Peter?
I'll go along with John also.
Peter will say John. Let's go over to Jack.
John?
Jack, John. What are you saying? John, Jack.
John.
Well, the correct answer is Michael.
Oh!
So nobody got it. Nobody got it. Stay with three, Peter, Lillian, and Jack, yet to be heard from. Here's the third question. Lillian and Jack, this is the time you want to make your move. Dudley Moore recently made his Carnegie Hall debut playing what musical instrument, Jack?
Piano.
Jack says piano. Is the correct answer piano, violin, or flute, Peter?
I believe it's piano also.
Peter says piano. Let's go to Lillian and see what
she says. I think it's piano also.
Piano. Well, Dudley Moore, of course, plays the piano. Peter goes to four, Lillian goes to one, and Jack picked up three because he buzzed in. Here's the fourth and final question. Question. The world devours tons of meat a day. The two most eaten meats are beef and what? Lillian?
Lamb.
Lamb. All right. Is the correct answer lamb, chicken, or pork? Peter?
I'll go with chicken.
Peter, we'll go with chicken. What would you like to order,
I'll
Jack?
Say chicken also.
You will say chicken. Next to beef, it's pork. It is pork. Scores stay the same. Peter at four, Lillian at one, and Jack at three. You all have a chance to convert your spin into big trusty luck dollars when we come back. But after this word, don't go away. Woo! each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. So you want to be very careful. Let's look at the player with the fewest spins. Lillian, one big spin. You can make $1,500. You ready to go?
Here
you go first.
$1,500.
You stopped that. That's better than a whammy any day. $500. We'll now go to Jack to see how he does with three spins. Ready, Jack?
Ready.
Here we go. Okay, okay. Let's
looking
for that big money.
Big money.
$700. Right. First place. Two spins left. You going to keep going?
Sure. Gotta go. One time. Stop.
$200 and a spin.
Right.
Still have the two. You're up to $900, Jack.
All right. Gotta go. Keep going.
Big bucks.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $550. Put you in the four digits. $1,450, Jack. One spin left. Trust your luck or pass that spin to...
I'm going to pass.
All right, get past to Lillian. She's the player with the next highest amount of money. You get another spin. You get another
great
spin past here.
I love it.
I figured you would, Lillian. You've got to take it. You don't want a whammy. You want money, right?
Stop
at $500. Thanks, Jack. He gave you a $500 gift. $1,000 to Lillian. Now we'll go to Peter, who's got four spins and no dollars. You ready, Peter?
Ready.
Here's our champ.
Stop.
$750. Three spins left. Third place, Peter. There you go.
Stop
at $525. Right. That gives you a total of $1,275. Second place to Jack. Two spins left. We have yet to hear from a whammy.
I'm going
to
press my luck.
All right. Going to press it.
Stop
at $300. $1,575. One spin left. I don't think we've ever gotten through round one without a whammy, but you're going to go for it.
First time.
See if Peter can do it.
Stop.
He did it. $350. No whammy. That's three totals of $1,000 for Lillian. Jack's up $1,450. And Peter, you're leading with $1,925, which is, you'll see later, is a big advantage. And we'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this break. Remember, do not buzz in until I complete the question, and here is your first one. You ready? For what actress did Howard Hughes design a cantilevered bra? Peter?
I believe that was Jane Russell.
All right. If you are right, Peter, you get three spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others to Lillian and Jack. If they're right, a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Jane Russell, Mae West, or Betty Grable?
Jane Russell.
Lillian says Jane Russell. Jack, what do you think?
Jane Russell.
Jane Russell. Well, that push-up bra designed by Howard Hughes was for Jane Russell. And he worked on it day after day after day. It's a lousy job if someone had to do it. Peter, you picked up three spins. Lillian gets one. Jack gets one. And we'll give Jane one, but she's out of town. Here we go with the second question. It has the smallest population of any of the states, but the citizens who live there have the highest average income. What state is it? Peter.
I believe it's Idaho.
Idaho, all right. Is the correct answer Idaho, Rhode Island, or Alaska? Lillian?
I'll say Alaska.
Lillian says Alaska. Jack?
And I'll say Rhode Island.
You'll say Rhode Island. Well, that state with few people with big incomes is Alaska! Lillian Yannick. Peter stays where he is. Lillian picks up a spin, goes to two. Jack stays at one. Here's our third question. What famous American owns Rancho del Cielo? Peter.
I believe that's Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk is the correct answer. Lawrence Welk. Roy Rogers or Ronald Reagan? Lillian?
I think it's Ronald Reagan.
Lillian says Ronald Reagan. Jack, who do you think it is?
I'm going to guess Ronald Reagan.
You are. Well, the owner of Rancho del Cielo is Ronald Reagan. Peter stays at three. Lillian goes to three. And Jack goes to two. That's Ranch in the Sky, Rancho del Cielo.
Ranch in the Heaven.
Ranch in the Heaven.
Right.
Ranch in the Sky, Ranch in the Heaven. Okay, you don't get any extra spins for that, Jack. All right. Here's the fourth and final question. Could change the spin totals. What's the most popular soft drink in the world? Jack?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is the correct answer. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Peter?
I would go along with Coca-Cola also.
You'll say Coca-Cola. Lillian, who do you say?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Well, the world's top soft drink is Coca-Cola. Peter, you go to four. Lillian goes to four. Jack picks up three and goes to five. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner is going to be on Trust Your Luck. When we come back right after this. we are back with the big board, and you know what's up there on that big board. There's $50,000 in cash up there just waiting to be won. That's $50,000. We've got all kinds of goodies. There's TVs, there's trips, there's prizes, everything up there. Also, the whammy's up there, so you want to be very careful, because if you pick him up, he's going to bereft you of all your funds. And obviously, four of them put you out of the game. However, no one's gotten any whammies, so it's not a real serious consideration at this point. Let's take a look at monies. We've got Lillian at $1,000. Jack's got $1,450. Peter, you ended up in round one with the highest total, $1,925, which means you will play last, and this is the final round. You know what that means? It gives you a slight advantage. You're kind of in the driver's seat, so you get to sit back, relax, while Lillian and Jack fight it out to see who's going to meet you, as it were. All right, the player with the least amount of money is Lillian. $1,000, four big spins. Lillian, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go. One for Herman.
Stop
at $500. $1,500, Lillian. You're now in second place. $425 less than Peter. You're going to go? Three spins.
Stop
it away.
Had
to happen. Well, at least Herman doesn't have to cut the grass. The whammy did it for you. Well, no dollars, two spins, finally a whammy. Hope you got it out of your system. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's get that $5,000. You got $2,250. Look at that, Lillian. From last place to first place in one spin, you've got $300 more than Peter. One spin left. What do you want to do? You gonna go?
Yeah.
Here she goes, looking for money.
Stop
at $1,500, Lillian. That gives you $3,750, a nice tidy sum. We're gonna go over to Jack with $1,450 and five spins and see how your $3,750 holds up, Lillian. Okay, Jack,
okay,
here we go.
$3 and spins.
Stop at $2,000. Oh my, is right. $3,450, Jack, second place, four spins.
Big bucks.
Here we go.
Spins and stop
at $2,250. Big multiples. Brings you up to $5,700. Three spins. Gotta go.
Big bucks. Stop
at $2,500. That's a total of $8,200. Two spins. You've only heard from one whammy, Jack. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pass.
All right, those spins get passed to Lillian. She's the player with the next highest amount of money. Two spins go to you, Lillian.
Thank you.
Be a gift. They may not be. Let's see if Jack felt a whammy coming on. $3,750
at
stake, Lillian. Here we go. Get the big bucks.
Stop
at $500. That's $4,250. You fought it off one time, Lillian. You've got one more time to go. Let's get by the whammy.
Stop.
$2,500. Lillian, you got to thank Jack. You got yourself $6,750, solid second place. We're now going to go to Peter, our champion, and see what happens. He's got four spins, $1,925. Jack's got $8,200. He's in first place. Peter, are you set?
Let's go for it.
Here we go.
Stop
at $2,500. That brings you up to $4,425, still third place, three spins.
Keep going,
says Peter.
Stop
at a whammy. Peter, I think you blasted off with all your money. $0, two spins, one whammy. Now you got Jack in first place with $8,200. You have two spins left. What's your plan? If you pass, they get passed to Jack at any time.
Gotta go for the big bucks.
Gotta go for big bucks, says Peter.
Stop
at $2,000. Now, Peter, let me explain the situation. You have $2,000 and one spin. Jack has $8,200. You have to hit at least something that gives you another spin. Even $5,000 won't beat Jack. So you have to hit something with a spin, or you can elect to pass that spin to Jack if you pass it to Jack and he whammies, Lillian's going to win the game. So you're in a weird position. What do you plan?
Got to go for a spin.
Going to go for it. All right. Jack's waiting to see if he becomes the new champion. And he does. Jack did it with $8,200. Congratulations, Jack. You're the big winner on Press Your Luck today. What a game. You never know what happens on Press Your Luck. We'll be right back to find out what you won right after this message. With today's big Press Your Luck champion, Jack. And Jack, your money's all in cash, $8,200. In this corner, weighing in at 187 pounds, the champ, Jack.
Today.
Congratulations. You mentioned you had something specific in mind with
the
money.
Yes, I'm going to have been back to Santo Domingo in 12 years. I'm definitely making a trip back there.
That's
Dominican Republic.
That's your home, right?
That's right.
Well, they don't get to watch us there, I don't think.
No, but The Godfather was filmed there.
Well, that's something.
Great.
All right.
You saw it.
Well, I know you're coming back, so don't leave yet. But okay. Congratulations.
No.
And let's talk for a moment our champion, our departing champion, Peter. You didn't make it today, but you've got yourself $9,329.
Great.
Nice hunk of change. Peter, that'll buy you a lot of records for your DJ parties. I want to thank you for being with us. You were a terrific champ. Thanks once again. Lillian.
Yes.
You played magnificently.
Thank
you got
very
close.
Much.
And what's the matter? You've been married for 50 years?
Right. I got the best anyway.
You got the best is right. Well, you're not going to go away empty-handed. We're not going to let you go away empty-handed because we're going to have to give you some valuable prizes.
Wonderful.
And with that, we want to give you our sincere congratulations
thank
for 50
so
wonderful years with Herman. Say hello to Herman for us, will you please? And thank you for being with us. Jack, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to go to Santo Domingo yet.
I'll be on.
All right, you can come back and do some more announcing for us.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And you're going to be back next time. Until then, remember, one thing is certain. The whammy brings down your curtain. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye, everybody.